work has started, contractor appointed. They'll be moving now very shortly, within days, more than likely next week, to start demolition of some of the buildings. And I'm very conscious of the fact that these buildings have been there for a very, very, very long time, and that the community will probably see this as absolutely positive, but there'll be some emotions as well, and just to recognise that. But it's also important, and I do believe this will happen, that there is really good engagement with the fishing community, the wider community, and also the two ferry services that are there as well. Communication will be vital right through this whole process. It's important that no one's left out or behind. So it's a fantastic story. I know I've been raising this for a long time, as others have been. It's connected to the fantastic project that we as a Corps Humann and Aranmore are doing, and that's developing as well, and recognising all those that are involved in it, Corps Humann and especially Normal Downey. But yes, this is fantastic news for West Donegal, a community that has been socially and economically deprived, a project that all in is worth anything up to 5 to 6 million. And I think this will be something that will absolutely benefit West Donegal and our community, and especially the island community as well.
And you'll be hopeful that this momentum that's building up now in January, welcome momentum as you say, that this momentum will be carried through into the rest of 2022 and will be carried through on Aranmore as well as in Burton Port, Altacoran.
Well, look, there's two phases to this, Don. There's the first phase, which has commenced now. The contractor is on site. The demolition, like I said, will start within days. The whole project, the development in terms of space and social space and car parking and that there will start. Then we'll move to the second phase, which will mean building a shared building, which I'm sure most people in the West have seen the plans for it. There'll be a place for the ferry services, there'll be space for small indigenous businesses. But what is really important here, and I think it's really important to state, that we mustn't lose sight of actually what Altacharan is. Altacharan certainly serves the Aranmore and the island community, but also it's a fishing community, and we almost always have to bear that in mind, and that can never be lost.